An estimated 33.3 million people worldwide have the HIV virus that causes AIDS, but the global health community is starting to slow down and even turn the epidemic around. According to the 2010 global update from the joint UN Program on HIV/AIDS released today, new HIV infections have reduced by nearly 20% in the past 10 years, and AIDS-related deaths are declining as access to treatment has expanded. But UNAIDS Senior Advisor on Epidemiology Karen Stanecki told Kelsey Brennan-Wessels that the results could be better, as most people receiving antiretroviral therapy in sub-Saharan Africa start treatment late.
Oftentimes they don't realize that they are HIV positive, and as a result they don't seek treatment until they are very sick, and that which point makes it much more difficult for a person to recover from the HIV and the AIDS-related morbidity because they've come in so late. So if a person who knew their status earlier, they would come in at an earlier time to get on treatment, and in which case treatment is much more effective if they come in before they come very ill.
What about distribution?
There's more and more sites, there's more and more of places available for people to come in to be tested. For example, South Africa has made tremendous strides in increasing the number of people on treatment. They put on over 1 million people on treatment in the last year alone. So it is progressing, but coverage is still poor, and we need to do more work to get more people onto treatment.
Now, what progress have we seen in mother-to-child transmission?
We've had a good progress. The number of women who have had access to mother-to-child treatment has increased to over 50%. We've seen a decline in child new infections of 24% over the past 5 years. There's some regions of the world are doing quite well. For example, Eastern Europe and Central Asia, where over 95% of women have access to PMTCT, but there's still a long way to go in other regions.
Now, discrimination against people with HIV is still an issue in some parts of the world, and the report says that in the Asia-Pacific region, 90% of countries have laws which obstruct the rights of people living with HIV and AIDS. Can you give me an example of some of these countries and some of these laws?
Well, some of the laws are really discrimination against same-sex relationships. There are 79 countries and areas worldwide where criminalize same-sex relationships, and there are 6 countries that actually impose the death penalty. And there's also the issue of violence against women and fear of violence against women, which block their access to HIV services. So we see different types of stigma and discrimination across the different countries and regions.
How about the global financial crisis? How has this affected the international AIDS response?
Well, there for the first time in we are seeing actually a stagnation in the amount of more money that is being given to AIDS. Over the past several years, we've seen increases of money towards the HIV and AIDS of about 30% every year. Between 2008 and 2009, we actually saw a decline in $100 million in investment for AIDS. So we're quite concerned that while we have seen a payoff on the investments that we are making, that the times are very fragile, and we have to keep an eye on what's being happening. We also need to be more efficient and to do the right things where things need to be done in order to make better use of the money.
Those are all the questions I have for you, but is there anything else that you would like to add?
I think one of the things we could say is that we need to accelerate progress and AIDS programs can be sustained and affordable. We need to increase the efficiency and effectiveness of our HIV programs, particularly in the time of this financial austerity. And what that really means is to be doing better, knowing what to do, and directing our resources in the right direction.